And now the road to WrestleMania is in the fast lane. Welcome to this edition of the Sunday Night Slam. Joining me is the Macho Phil.
Ooh, yeah, fast lane. Going left, going right, fast everywhere you can see. I hate the title of this pay-per-view.
It's the worst pay-per-view name since.
And I've been to it. That's the worst part of I've been to fast lane. That's where I'm sitting in my comfy fast lane chair right now.
I feel like I should grab the other one, but I had a principle. This might be the worst name pay-per-view since AWA's Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Oh, Wrestle Rock.
Have you ever listened to that song?
I have not.
It is bad. We are going to break down each and every match on this show, but dear God, I'm yearning already for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view a few weeks ago.
I also agree. I believe Elimination Chamber far superior, and we haven't even watched the pay-per-view yet. So. Just classic SmackDown versus Raw now.
Do you want to go ahead and cover what the end Raw was? I missed Raw this week.
What?
Yeah, I did. I know I saw the ending of Braun Strowman throwing Roman into the turnbuckle and breaking the top rope.
Which was nice.
Which was pretty cool.
Anytime you're going to beat up Roman Reigns, I'm like, yeah, I'm cool with
that. That's just a mood killer.
So going into Raw, I want to talk about Raw. I will say, Roman getting beat up, highlight of the night. So that's always a plus.
I think they're getting ready to change general managers.
Oh yeah, with Mick Foley.
Yeah, I think that's coming.
Mick Foley has even stated on Twitter that he has a hip surgery coming. So it's one of those. I think they're getting ready to write him off. And all the rumors, dirt sheets are saying they're going to want to bring in gold.
Oh, I saw gold medalist Kurt Angle being brought in. I'm cool with that.
I'd be okay with him as a GM for a while. But it's the only problem I have with that is, like, I had other visions and hopes for him.
It still may end in a match.
Yeah.
Because you know who's on the Raw brand right now? Samoa freaking Joe.
Which would be cool if Samoa Joe freaked out at Angle. And
if you've ever seen their TNA matches.
I actually have. Those are a few I've seen.
Those are some of the best matches you will ever see in wrestling. Those are some good matches.
I also agree with AJ as well. AJ and Samoa Joe have tore it up along with Angle.
Oh,
so
AJ and Angle.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's a match I would like to see in WWE again. So.
And they'll do it. I feel with Angle around, they're going to get some mileage out of Angle.
You might as well. I mean, you're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. He's not on drugs anymore.
Cody had this over the weekend, had a steel cage match, and he did a moonsault.
Yes.
And it was amazing. And it's like, holy cow, come on. Put the guy in the ring one more
time.
Yeah,
and I like that the status right now of WWE is like, well, he's got to pass our physical. And I'm like, watch his damn match that he's like he's having matches like every weekend right now, which is so bizarre to me if you think about
him
it.
Him and Alberto Del Rio tore down the house in England.
Yeah,
over a few weeks
how
ago.
Weird is that? I mean, Kurt Angle's literally about to go into the Hall of Fame, and yet he's sitting there wrestling all these guys right now.
Tearing down the houses with
him. Yeah. So that's just funny to me if you think about it.
I wouldn't mind hearing the "You Suck" chant one more time on Raw.
Oh, I think every time he comes out, I don't care. Good guy, bad guy, face, heel. You just can't help but chant, "You suck."
Funny story about that. So when they played his Hall of Fame video, because it was the week we went to SmackDown, that's the week they announced his Hall of Fame thing. So they show the video package, which was a great video package. WWE knows how to show those. And the music started playing, and even the crowd in Memphis is, "You suck." "You suck." I'm like, you can't beat that.
You really can't. Thank Triple H for that.
It was great.
So he's good at mocking people, and it's sticking. So.
I do. Seth Rollins this past week did say he was going to be at WrestleMania.
Called it.
Well, I don't know if it's 100% though.
I will say maybe they're playing. Like, I think they're overplaying his hurt. How bad he actually is hurt.
I do believe he's hurt.
I think he did. He popped it or something like that, but not to an extent where he's going to need surgery. Or anything
I think
else.
They're going to protect him. I still think they're going the tag match route.
Well, I mean, also, since the last time we talked, we did get to see Finn Balor return to the ring technically
on NXT. After NXT.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's not technically back, and they were playing it up like, he's not medically cleared yet. If he ain't medically cleared, he would not be allowed
there
in
might be
ring.
An in-ring segment tonight.
Ooh, maybe.
Because, I mean, it is... There's nothing scheduled for tonight, but he did.
You need something. That's, again, going into Fastlane.
That's the biggest
storyline, yeah.
I think, going in off the Raw show. I hate to say that, but going in off Raw, other than Kevin Owens, Jericho, that's your biggest storyline.
It really is. It's
no offense to Owens, or no offense to Jericho and Lesnar, or Goldberg Lesnar, but.
Yeah.
That's the biggest storyline.
It is. And the thing is, honestly, Goldberg is a second thought round. Because we all know...
He's leaving.
Yeah. The end thought after tonight is, whether he has the championship or not, we know he's facing Lesnar. There's no... Where's the end game here? It's like, he'll face Lesnar, and that'll be it. That will be the end of his run. We all know it. And we all know he's going to lose. There's no... I swear to God, there's no way
unless
WWE...
Unless Goldberg CM Punks it and then just kind of like leaves through the crowd waving bye to everybody.
Oh, gosh. I just can't believe... I will lose my mind at WrestleMania if Goldberg goes over Lesnar for a third time.
There is something we did not talk about because we didn't get to do a show last week.
That's right.
The Rock calling CM Punk right after we did the CM Punk episode.
I was going to mention how ironic that was. But yeah, that I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the back when they started chanting CM Punk, probably Vince smirking at Triple H saying, I told you they would do that. And then when The Rock says, I'm going to call him, and seeing Vince's face,
I swear to God.
Everything I've honestly read, though, says Vince doesn't hate Punk. Vince more or less respects him. It's Triple H who cannot stand him.
I think since Triple H is old school, and we know this.
Yeah.
He talks about how he's a product. He studied the NWA. There's just a thing about being with the boys in the back where you don't turn your back on them.
Well, it's true. Also, I remember reading an interview when Stone Cold took his ball and went home.
Everyone,
where Triple H, oh my gosh, he hated Austin. Like, and again, same thing. It's like I feel like Triple H holds grudges a little more than I guess Vince. Because Vince, I mean, look at all the guys Vince has brought back. And this is coming off of a guy who did like a 20-minute rant on CM Punk last time we talked.
Do I expect CM Punk to show back in the WWE? Yeah, I do, eventually. It's going to happen. Will I be there to watch it? Probably. Because it's CM Punk. And because I'm a fan of wrestling. But when he called... And Punk actually took to Twitter and said thank you to the fans in the Staples Center. And you're like... This could be a start to a mended fence.
It's true. I think that's the best outlook we've ever seen since it all went down. I mean, do I think they're going to talk tomorrow? Probably not. After I ranted on him, and I said this last time, I'd love to see him. I think there's a chance probably 5 years down the road, I think he'll pull the Batista, be a hypocrite, and he'll come back. And
I think he's going to have to come back.
He'll come back and then main event WrestleMania what he wants to do. And I think that would be the only way he ever comes back is they'll tell him, all right, we're going to bring you in just like how we did, like The Rock. We did Batista. We did Goldberg.
And we'll let you face the Samoa Joe
or
AJ Styles.
Yeah, whoever is the champion then. And I guarantee that's how it will go down. If it ever happens, that's how it will go down. But fun fact, I believe this Monday they're going to be in Chicago.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So... It makes me laugh thinking, especially, imagine if The Rock would have done that in Chicago. I mean, that's what I would have liked.
For anyone who doesn't know, that whole thing, they were taping the Paige movie.
Which is also ironic, because there's so much heat on her right now, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, because there actually is a section of this show where we're going to talk TNA, and apparently Paige is the topic in that.
Yes.
I don't know how that works, but... it's weird to me. So they film in this movie. I don't know what the movie is called. I think Fighting for My Family. Or Wrestling with My Family, whatever. And AJ Lee is women's champ or Divas champion, and Paige wins it, and then they film that.
Yeah, supposedly the big conclusion to the movie. But it's not even everyone keeps thinking it's about Paige. It's more of her family, and I feel like her part is so small, and she's not actually in it. Yeah, there's actors and actresses.
The actress who plays her looks just like her, though.
She does. AJ Lee, not so much. But I feel like the big conclusion to the movie was that match, and they filmed that in L.A.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's when Paige wins the Divas Championship her first night after WrestleMania. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment. And because I think Paige was also the NXT champion, too, NXT Women's Champion when she took that belt.
Mm-hmm.
And it became this really surreal thing, because if you look at Twitter and all the tweets, like, this is weird.
Well, it was. I will say this. I I knew they were doing it, and I messaged you about it, saying the Rock had said there, and he came out before the show, and he blatantly said, "I'm not going to be on the show."
And McMahon fired him.
Yeah, that
fired
was,
him. That
yeah,
was
quotation
hilarious.
There.
The, you,
but yeah, because he was
that
yeah,
was
he
funny.
Was going through all the catchphrases. He was doing Austin, and he's like, "Oh, that ain't it." The classic Rock spiel. And
it
then McMahon
great.
Comes out, fires him. But he says, you know, I won't be on the show tonight. So the fans there wouldn't be randomly chanting for him. So that was smart of him. And then immediately after the show went off the air, right after a damn good match.
Was that the Big Show Strowman?
Yeah. So after a damn good match, which I was blown.
That match surprised
on,
the hell
on card,
out of me.
I looked at that going, well.
They've done
it
before.
Know.
And then it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was a good match. I was pleasantly surprised. But then, yeah. The Rock comes out, and luckily, a Twitter user, I don't know his name now, but he was periscoping it live. So you can watch it live. So I was like, well, I'll watch, 5 minutes of this? And it was the most entertaining thing I've seen on wrestling. And like, I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, and I messaged you, and I was like, why isn't WWE.com doing an exclusive on this right now? Like, they should be like, go to the WWE Network right now to watch this. Because I would have subscribed to that to see The Rock. Especially what happened. And then going back what we
right
said.
Right after it ended. Yeah.
They start chanting, CM Punk, CM Punk. And of course, what does The Rock do? He says like, Punk? No, he ain't in the movie. And then how the crowd laughs, but they keep it up. They keep chanting CM Punk. And he says, you want me to call him? That crowd,
he FaceTimes
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he tries to FaceTime him. Of course, Punk doesn't answer. At which Punk then said he was walking the dog. But I kind of go, well, you can't multitask. You can't do two things at once.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they even talk outside the business much? Because, I mean,
maybe
those
not.
Two guys
yeah.
are not, like, two that you would think to become friends. That's not someone I would expect
no,
to be friends.
No, I think they have a mutual respect for each other. You know, but for the most part, yeah, I don't see Phil Brooks and Dwayne Johnson being that close. No.
that's not one you
so that's probably, that I could see though. Phil Brooks looking at a phone saying, Dwayne Johnson, why the hell is he calling me? You know, and just kind of ignoring it, going back to his walk. And then his phone probably blown up from friends saying, do you realize The Rock just tried calling you in the middle of the ring? And he was like, what? Because then later on, you see The Rock was trying to instruct the crowd. And while he did that, he checked his phone and Punk had called him back. So, I mean, that was kind of cool. But then, of course, he tried calling him again and then he didn't answer. So, it happens. But, you know, we've all
that
played
was a cool
phone,
moment.
Phone tag.
That was a cool moment.
Yeah, it was neat to see that. Also, it was surreal to hear Paige and not so even so much Paige because that's been more recent, but AJ Lee's
music
again.
Yeah.
I watched them do the intros and I was like, that's weird. And I miss how much I loved her song too. Like,
I loved her as a character.
Oh, good
she
character.
Would, you know what? She would fit in so well right now. It's not even funny.
I know.
I miss her.
Oh, she would be such a strong women's champion right now.
She would be perfect for SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Her and Alexa Bliss could tear it up. I mean, they would have some damn good matches,
I feel bad for Naomi. We'll get into that a little bit later. But I do. I felt bad for her having to give it up. But
is it sad I laughed?
No, but...
I'll explain that later. But going on. All right,
so what else was Raw? What else happened on Raw this week?
I don't know.
Two main points, I feel.
Yeah, you had...
You
had an awful promo, and I hate to say that, from Paul Heyman. Like, it wasn't even so much him as... Anytime WWE product tries to pre-tape a Paul Heyman promo, they get more creative control over it, and Paul Heyman doesn't get to shoot from the cuff. And it was just pretty much Paul Heyman talking, and they kept cutting to close-up shots of Lesnar breathing heavy. And I was like, what is this? Is this supposed to intimidate Brock Lesnar? And I was like, come on. No, I get Lesnar's not great on the mic. But, I mean, him staring blankly into the screen breathing strongly is not going to sell me.
And then the Charlotte promo this past week was okay.
It was pretty good, yeah. But overall, Raw in general, it was another... If you have it on DVR,
but the ending,
you
the
skip
ending was
through.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. The ending was a highlight.
The top rope breaking from Braun's throw
was
is
a good
worth
touch.
It alone.
Good touch, yeah.
And then SmackDown happened.
SmackDown, oh my gosh.
You talk about a complete 180 of shows.
Yes.
So I made sure I was going to tune into SmackDown because I'm like, okay, so the AJ Styles-Luke Harper match was happening, and then they do it halfway through the show. And I'm like,
That's also what surprised me. I was like, why is this not the main event? And then it made sense later on.
And then the next thing I see, so I had to go do something at the end of the show, and I had to DVR the last half. I didn't look online. I come back. I watch the last 30 minutes without commercials, so yay. And then I see Randy Orton just torching the entire Wyatt compound. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing I have seen from Randy Orton since maybe the Mick Foley storyline.
It was a really refreshing, and it also, it gave me like an Attitude Era vibe. Like, that's something Undertaker and Kane storylines were like, back then, you know.
Randy Orton hasn't had anything to his character since he was in Evolution. No offense to Randy Orton, maybe the rated RKO stuff.
I feel like Randy Orton got more over from people online doing the RKO out of nowhere gifts. You know, other than that, it was, there was nothing to his character.
Randy Orton killed it during this segment. I know it was one of the best Randy Orton moments ever, and then I watched Talking Smack.
Ah.
And that was one of the best Talking Smacks I've ever seen, because, damn it, I don't know if they're going to do the match that they are setting it up for between AJ and Shane. Because I know that they've announced this week on SmackDown it's Randy Orton versus AJ Styles.
I'm so worried.
And it's never happened. And AJ keeps pushing. Remember, AJ in an interview said, I want my match with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that match now.
Mm-hmm. Here's my two cents on it is, I was happy to see everything going on with Randy Orton, because I'm like, wow, his character's actually evolving now. And
but
it's going somewhere.
That story is amazing.
And it's like, as much as I want to see Orton versus Bray destroying Bray and blah, 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 that whole storyline come to a conclusion, I want AJ to have the title. Like, it's like, it really bothers me, because I want AJ to have the title.
I don't want AJ in the title picture right now. I know that sounds terrible, because AJ will get it again by SummerSlam.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. But I am flat out going to say it. This storyline with Bray and Randy Orton is maybe the best storyline WWE's done in the last 2 years.
And again, props to the SmackDown writing team. So much superior than Raw right now.
Right. They've even got me wanting the AJ-Shane match.
Well, see, they keep... What's so crazy on SmackDown is they honestly keep me guessing, because I went into it, and we talked about this. I was like, I want AJ to win, but I was like, I think you're right. They're going to let Luke win, because it's like, it makes sense to have all three members of the Wyatts in a triple threat match
which
at WrestleMania.
Would have been,
yeah.
And then they didn't.
And then AJ wins it that night, and I went, holy shit. You know, that was my response. It was like, and they swerved me twice on the same night, where it's like, AJ won, and then here comes old Shane McMahon, like, wait a minute, his foot was on the rope, restart the match. And I'm like,
then AJ wins again.
Yeah, I was like, as soon as that happened, I went, damn it, now Luke's going to win for sure. And then AJ won again, and I was just like, what?
And then I'm talking smack, him and Shane are yelling, and AJ gets in Shane's face, and I'm going, this is getting so good.
It's getting close. You know?
And I'm going, I want the AJ-Shane match now.
I still don't. I laughed, though, when AJ did say, he was like, well, Shane McMahon put his face where it didn't belong and got his face almost kicked off. And I laughed, and I was like, to be fair, I'm siding with AJ here. Shane did get down there, and he got kicked in the face by Luke. But, I mean, at least then we haven't already. It's not like AJ attacked Shane. I feel like what's going to happen this week, Orton will win, AJ's going to throw a fit, and be like, this isn't fair. He still never had his one-on-one title rematch yet, and now he's getting taken out of the main event. He will confront Shane, and I think we'll have him attack him either on the show or Talking Smack. That's my prediction.
That Talking Smack episode was so good this past week with the fire, with doing the whole Wyatt compound thing, and then having everyone on that show. They had American Alpha on there.
Yeah, I keep saying it every week, but I'm not keen on them. I just can't get behind them.
They had the Usos stalking them this week.
I know. It's just that,
I was like, that's kind of a different storyline. Like,
yeah.
I was like,
my problem with the Usos stalking them is it's just kind of like they're doing the Usos right, making them bad, because I mean
they're better heels.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Roman Reigns take a little bit of notes.
Yeah, but like the problem is they're trying to make the Usos into like thugs now. Like it was just like, it's hard for me to buy it.
It's better than what they were.
Yeah. Usamoa. The Usamoa coming out with flames and shit. And I was like, you're tribal guys. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's just like, I don't know. Right now, I still believe the tag division needs some work on SmackDown. It's like, they were doing so good, and I love what they did with Rhino and Slater, and I was really happy. And then it's like, American Alpha.
Almost that division needs to be just one.
And I agree to an extent, because then that would give you some cross play, which like the champions could face. I still say this. why they took the titles off New Day, I still don't understand, because New Day is still the most over tag team that
they're getting
have.
Ready. Look, I'm just going to say it. The act is stale. It's to the point now where I love them, but it's stale. They're not even on tonight's show.
Yeah, I feel like they'll be... Well, it's because I feel like writers don't know what to do with them. It's like, they don't want to break them up yet because their merch is one of the top five.
Move them to SmackDown!
Yeah, their merch is still selling high. They still get huge pops.
They need to be on Tuesdays. I think it's time to put them on SmackDown, give them a complete fresh show.
And speaking of a New Day and them needing to move, off topic, we just got turned off. And why was that, Richard?
It was the curse of the Black Scorpion.
No, that was the curse of the Jitterfoot.
I just honestly stepped on the power cord and unplugged it. Yeah, yay, so me!
I was ranting, as I usually do, and he goes, wait a minute.
I saw the monitor
and I was just like, what's going on? I think I just turned us off. And he looked down, and he's like, yeah, I just turned us off. And I was like, luckily.
Saved
it
a good spot, yeah. No.
So, because we thought we were about to have to restart the whole damn show, and I was like, ain't nobody got time for that. But, worked out. So, let's backtrack, get back where we're. New Day
moving
team.
To SmackDown.
I think it'd be a good call. I think they.
I would love to see the New Day on SmackDown.
It's like what we talked about before, needing shaking things up a bit.
New Day versus Alpha would be a fun match.
True, but I'd like to see New Day go over. I still think... what I believe will happen is with New Day hosting WrestleMania, I think the big shock moment on Monday night afterwards will be New Day breaking up. I don't know who will turn on who.
I think one of them gets one or two are getting moved to SmackDown.
Yeah, I see Big E turning on them. That's my guess, because I could see still him being what he came in first as, like, this big tough guy.
Like a bodyguard AJ Lee and Dolph.
Yeah,
but he was still great, though, because he was still cutting really good promos even at that time.
Yeah, they did the classic racist thing to do with him, though. It was like, oh, it's a big black guy. We're going to put the African flag on him and do the African colors. And I was like, it made me think of the, we are the nation, the abomination. I was just kind of like, why are you doing that? Big E has so much more character.
Well, I thought they were going to do that with the New Day originally as well.
Me too. Well, they went the gospel route with them at first, and I was like, I feel racist just watching this, because it was just like they were doing like the big, Southern church and like people clapping like, we are the New Day, and how they would randomly kind of preach at you. I was like, this is very... I didn't like it, but then of course,
they started doing their own thing.
Yeah, they broke away from that crap.
I love the New Day.
Well, you just said they're getting pretty stale.
They are stale, but I do have a unicorn horn.
Yeah, they need. My thing with them is, I just feel like Raw has no clue what they're doing right now, and they don't know what to do with.
There's
them. Like,
no definite direction with Raw.
No, it's really not. It's just kind of like they can focus on one or two things, but then everyone else gets lost.
And
in
not
the
to
shuffle.
Mention, you're getting Finn Balor to return at some point in the near, like maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's what also worries me. It's like a such good character like him. It's like, how are they going to screw that up?
Like,
you're
getting people to come back within the next month that are so good, and you're signing all these women back. What are you going to do?
I hope there's a bigger plan, a master plan coming, and we're just kind of like in the mid-shuffle of it.
Yeah,
and right now,
WrestleMania season.
Yeah, it's just them trying to also trying to get all their crap together. That's a big problem, I think, right now. It's, like you were saying, you have the potential to have something great here, and it's like, don't screw it up.
Speaking of screwing things up, let's talk about the other big news of the week. Total nonstop action wrestling. Wow, the road to WrestleMania. We got TNA talk. Okay, so I don't know if you're a fan of TNA at all.
I tried to be like 2 or 3 years ago. Honestly, I would say I'm quoting myself here. Fan would be, I was more aware of TNA, and I really tried watching it a lot when AJ was in it.
The good years.
Yeah. The early times, especially, and I even say good years, meh. Whenever Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff, like, that really turned me on to the product whenever they showed up and they turned the ring back to a square, which I actually didn't like because I like the idea.
The six-sided ring helps them.
Yeah, it gives them uniqueness, But it was like, I understood why they did it, because they're like, if you want to be a wrestling company, that's what your majority of fans recognize a fourth, you know, the fourth, you know.
The regular wrestling ring. Yeah. The four-sided ring.
So it made sense to an extent, but it was just kind of like, I watched it, and I was like, this product was
That's
rough.
When it got rough, really bad. Yeah. With the exception of maybe the Fortune storyline, where Ric Flair did the new Four Horsemen, which is really good.
And, of course, AJ turning heel the first night on, you know, the new
Monday Night Wars.
Yeah. That didn't last very long, but I will say this: they gave it a good try. It was just
their first show against Raw that night
was good. It was really good,
especially when Raw was the night that Bret Hart returned.
Yeah,
that was holy hell. That was a rough night. But there's some big TNA news going on right now. Number one, Anthem Sports bought TNA out. So Dixie Carter is no longer in charge.
Which is a really good thing.
That's a good start. With the exception of, it's the return of J-E-double-F, J-A-double-R-E-double-T. That's right, Jeff Jarrett.
Good old double J.
And he's bringing Dutch Mantel back. You know him as...
Which I love Dutch Mantel.
I didn't know you. I love Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, old Zeb. But, I mean... get that whip back out. That's how it needs to be in the back.
He's bringing back his team. He has reached out to Vince Russo again, though.
That's the part where I hope they reached out to him to say, fuck off. You know, that's the only thing is, you don't need Vince Russo in any sanctum, any forum. I mean, the dude had some crazy ideas back in the Attitude Era, and that was it. That's it.
Watch 2000 WCW if you really want to know how bad Vince
Russo
is. You want me
Viagra
to
on a pole match.
If you really want to know how bad Vince Russo is, watch New Blood Rising. That pay-per-view is awful. Judy Bagwell on a forklift match.
Yeah. Dude, keep that. I hope that's a rumor, like with Vince Russo, because anytime anybody starts doing anything, people bring up Vince Russo.
Well, Jeff is really good friends with Vince, and
I hope maybe use him more of a consultant and doesn't bring him on in creative. Because Dutch Mantel, he's a freaking genius. The stuff he's done
before. He's done some really good stuff. Yeah, he was part of that run back in 2006 to 2005 to 2009 before Hogan came in.
Mm-hmm.
And there was so much good TNA stuff then.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I used to love what they did with Amazing Red and things like that. And
I haven't heard that name in a while. Amazing Red was really good. He was special.
I enjoyed him. I guess I related to him because he was a small guy I actually liked, you know.
Well, TNA kind of went back to their roots this past week. Well, we know the Hardys. The Hardys are no longer part of TNA, so no more Broken Matt.
That is, to me, that hurts them. Like, that's a hard blow because, honestly, it's what we talked about a few weeks ago was that actually got me more watching TNA and looking up YouTube. Like, TNA has been trending on Twitter, which has been crazy.
Because of Broken Matt and Brother Nero.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, every time I see it trending, I'm like, awesome, good for them. And I see Shane Helms would be tweeting about it. And then, of course, it was number one trend in their last show. And I was like, holy crap, good for them. You know,
the Expedition of Gold is hilarious.
Yeah. WWE likes to brag, hey, number one trending, but for TNA, someone they don't even consider competition to be trending worldwide, number one during their show.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Especially when it's on a network that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah.
But the Hardys leave, and last night they show up at Manhattan Mayhem 6 in Ring of Honor and claim and to beat the Young Bucks and win the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships.
Now, I didn't get to see that. Were they still the Broken gimmick?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So they did. See, everything I've read.
That was all Matt's.
Legally, I heard TNA was trying to, was butthurt, like, we own that. And he's like, nah, no, you don't.
No, we don't. No, they don't. That's all Matt.
So, do you think?
Matt was in charge of creative when he came up. I mean, that was it. That Matt had creative control.
Now, theory, if he were to come back to WWE, do you think they would keep the Broken gimmick?
Yes. I think if they come, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because their Ring of Honor contracts end on April 1st.
Interesting.
Their last show is Supercard of Honor, April 1st, where they defend the tag team championships against the Young Bucks.
So you're seeing a title change back and then a WrestleMania?
Maybe a WrestleMania appearance for Broken Matt and Brother Nero.
See, I still believe that would be
they
another
took down
good
their shop too.
Oh, see, I could see them showing up the Raw after, or on the Tuesday after, considering, what you talked about earlier.
But I think they're going to help Bray keep the belt at WrestleMania.
Ooh, that would be neat.
I think
I want to see that.
Because that would be the moment. Yeah. Because you know that WrestleMania fans are the hardcorest of wrestling fans. They know who Matt Hardy is. They know the Broken character is. If you have 50,000 people chanting delete, it is going to be the moment of Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy's career.
I think so. I mean, and what a way to bring him back, right? I mean, and then, but who, what show gets him? Who? To quote The New Day, who?
It's going to be SmackDown, because if they come back, they'll be...
Well, he's also, like we talked about before the show, was Matt's been trolling Bray, and they've been talking. It's like, uh-oh. Hey, even before he left TNA, he was trolling.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that.
McMahon.
In the land of McMahon.
I see. I want that gimmick in WWE just so he can actually still call them that. Like, and be like, the man with three H's, you know? So, I mean, I think that would be so fun.
It would go over. It would go over so well in WWE.
It's perfect for right now, too. That's what you need.
So, also in TNA, because if that wasn't enough, you know, WWE's signing their women that have been there before.
I almost think it's a one-off, man. I really think everyone keeps saying, they're coming. I think
Kelly is signed for a year.
That's so hard for me to believe. Like,
well, one of the other women that they are potentially re-signing is Maria. And Maria is someone they offered a 5-year deal to before she went to TNA.
Interesting.
And if Maria signs, I'm led to believe that means Mike Bennett's going to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Bennett was one of the unsung heroes of TNA the last 3 years, honestly. And Mike Bennett in NXT is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
As he carried Ring of Honor for a while, too.
So you're saying super low blow to TNA if he goes?
He already left TNA. They both went out the door this past week. Drew Galloway is out.
Yeah, we talked about this too, and it's more or less, I'm worried as I think it's too soon for Drew because WWE.
They have interest, but I don't know
far, because, I mean, the last year of his career was jobbing to people on main event.
He's been out for 3 years.
Yeah, but the last year that he was in WWE, he was literally jobbing to people on main event.
But it's also because they don't think they knew what to do with him.
True, but I mean, he's a phenomenal athlete.
He's a great wrestler, and
but
I think it's been proved.
I could see him going, honestly, my guess for him would be right now with John Morrison over there to Lucha Underground.
I think he's going to go to New Japan.
You think so?
I think he would
do well with Cody right now. Yeah!
I could see him in the Bullet Club.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, he would be a great fit.
Last night also in Ring of Honor, Bubba Ray showed up.
Oh, no, that makes me sad.
And destroyed the Bullet Club.
See, it almost makes sense because I know D-Von is now working with WWE, and he's put on a suit and everything. It's like, I feel like WWE wanted them to retire, and then Bubba's like, I still got a little gas in the tank, and he still wanted to go. And D-Von's like, nah, I'm good. You know, so it's like, oh, Bubba's, was he still the bully gimmick now? Or?
Yeah, because he can't have the Bubba Ray name. Yeah. But he's still doing a few appearances here and there, but... But they're running a wrestling school together, too.
Yeah,
so it's not like he's
what
doing.
I would love to see happen, and I know that it's almost like, I wouldn't say it's impossible, because WWE is classic for saying nothing's impossible. But before it's all said and done, I would love to see the Hardys together and D-Von and Bubba Ray have one more match.
It could happen.
With, like, say, The New Day. Like, holy crap. Imagine, like, a TLC match. New Day.
I would love to see the Broken gimmick again with The New Day in the same ring.
Oh, my gosh. That, to me,
the
is like...
The Day of New.
That, to me, would be such a dream match. Just, good times. I mean, I think that would be a main event. I know they wouldn't put it as a main event, but I would... Holy crap. You couldn't top that.
There's another match coming up. Other TNA news... Bobby Lashley is talking about leaving. And there's other names. EC3 is now on the list of names leaving at some point.
Now, why do you think all these people are leaving? Do you think it is
TNA wants
sinking...
20% of all their other shows.
So you're thinking it's a sinking ship? Or is it because they're afraid of Jeff Jarrett? Or what's
I think
the...
a lot of it has to do with money.
Yeah.
Taking 20% of their other appearances is a lot.
That is kind of bullcrappy. It's like you have nothing... I mean, they're trying to make a living, you know.
I want you to know, Cody gets a lot of money for appearances. Cody's in TNA.
Technically, not really. I feel like he's just from what I understood, he was in a just
so many appearances.
Yeah, a short contract with them, so he's not technically on the roster.
There is something that makes this interesting, and we'll get to that in a second. But if he does sign a contract, any appearance he makes with New Japan, TNA is going to get 20% of.
Yeah.
So, and that's not good for Cody.
No, see, that's why I don't think he'll do it. It'll be one of those where Cody's like, well, nah. Technically his contract's already, they can't change it since he's already signed it.
Yeah, and there's a few guys, but EC3 is another one I think WWE is going to want back. Because he was in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He was Derek Bateman. I don't know if you remember him at all, but he was on a season of NXT back when it was just the shit show.
Yeah.
That was on Sci-Fi that replaced WWE ECW.
Blech.
But, yeah. Then, now they're bringing in other people. They brought back Homicide.
Well, that's a good start.
I don't know if you remember the LAX.
Mm-hmm.
They brought back LAX. Not with Hernandez. I don't know who Homicide's partner is, but Conan's manager again. So there's something that was like, okay, I can dig that.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto Del Rio is now part of TNA.
And this is what we talked about earlier, and guess who was by his side?
Paige!
Who's technically under a WWE contract and on medical leave. And I use medical leave in quotations because I understand she's saying she needs surgery. Well, then get it.
She did get it. And she's not medically cleared yet?
I feel like WWE is almost being spiteful right now and not. Same thing with
Jack Swagger.
It's like they're not releasing out of their contract out of spite and the fact that they know there's still money to be made off of them. And they're like, no, we technically...
I don't think they're going to release Paige because they're doing that damn movie about her.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is I think they'll hold her under contract till at least...
That movie comes out.
Yeah, I agree. And then maybe release her. But even then, I feel like they're just being spiteful because of how Alberto left. It's just like, they're like, all right, F you. You know, because they were saying break up with him. And she was like, no. And they're like, okay. And then everything happened with him, so...
Eva Marie might be out.
Eh.
Yeah. there's something else too. Okay, so other people that it, and now there's this, and it's not a rumor as much. There is this notion and talk that Jim Ross will be taking over the commentary of Impact.
I love good old JR, and I know, like you said before, he is friends with Jeff Jarrett, and I'd love to see it, honestly. I think that would be a way to get me at least wanting to kind of watch. Because I know what we were talking about is, Josh Matthews has been ranting, saying he's the best color commentator of all time.
The best play-by-play guy
of all time. So it's like, what better way to then bring in the real best commentator of all time?
I love Jim Ross. And honestly, the voice of the Attitude Era. Like, you cannot
my God! Tell, my God!
And honestly, maybe the voice of childhood in general, because he was the voice of the WCW through that time frame of growing up, because Saturday nights at 5:05, that was my childhood.
Hey, it was so hard for me, just like whenever, man...
I have to listen to Michael Cole tonight. Damn it.
At least we get Corey Graves. Now, honestly.
That's true. I do love
currently.
At least we don't have to listen to Corey Otunga.
I will say, oh, yeah.
Tom Phillips has said some deep shit, though.
Yeah. That's what you get for saying naughty words to a girl. Well,
on a company
plane.
Phone.
Yeah. I think, man, JR. He, to me, is wrestling. Like, what you were mentioning is, like, I grew up hearing him. He was the voice for everything that I heard. And it was like, I remember the day they did the draft and put Cole as the lead announcer. And I was like, the shit? You know, and then he went to SmackDown, so he wasn't gone, you know.
But he was still kind of gone.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, because I miss Monday nights hearing Jim Ross. You know, and it's like, Jim Ross and the King to me is, that was my color. Because Jim Ross always played the perfect, straight, he was fair, biased commentator. And
unless there was just something so bad.
Yeah, he was like, oh, are you happy, you son of a bitch? You know, he would play so hard. And then the King, King was funny. The best thing about the King and JR to me was King, he would always be for the bad guys, of course. But
Unless something was so bad, he would kind of turn. But
he was funny about it. And again, he puppies, you know, things like that. You couldn't hate King, even though he'd be like, good, he deserved that. And you're like, haha, that's kind of funny.
I don't think the King is the best play or color commentator.
Oh, not at all. But that, it was like Bobby they the just brain, they yeah. did a real they had good chemistry. And then when they broke him up, it was like King slowly got worse and worse because I don't think the King has really good chemistry with anybody else. He fed off a JR and played with him
very
really
well.
Yeah. So it's like there is a while there I got to the point where I was rolling my eyes at King's commentary.
I still do.
Yeah. It's like I think King makes good pre-shows. Like him and Booker T are the perfect guys for the pre-shows just because it's like I'm not meant to take the pre-show
shucky,
seriously.
Shucky ducky quack quack moment.
My shucky ducky quack quack moment of the night. That's I actually see I dig that. Literally, pun intended. I can dig it. It's one of those because they're fun. It kind of gives me something entertaining to listen to before we get into the show. I think they fit really well there. And I think that should be you should have Booker T, the King, and Renee Young. I think
I love Renee.
Those. Like, just have them three, and then every now and then bring in the guests. Because right now my problem with SmackDown's commentators is you're going to have to get, like, a freaking a bench laid out there for, like, four commentators. What the hell?
I'm just going to say this about SmackDown's commentary team. I think they are grooming Mauro Ranallo to take Michael Cole's place.
You think so?
Because Michael Cole has stated that he wants out. Mm-hmm. He wants to go help them in the back.
I think you'd be better off there.
I think because Mauro hasn't been really as prominent lately as Tom Phillips has been.
Well, I mean, it was funny. It's like after the news broke of Tom Phillips, it's like Tom Phillips stepped his game up because he's like, oh, I'm in some deep shit now. So,
and I'm kind of like, where was Mauro at on SmackDown as much? And I'm going, they're grooming somebody. There's somebody's being groomed for something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if maybe Mauro's just sick, because that could be it, too.
Yeah.
But they're grooming somebody for something.
Yeah. Well, it's just insane to have four commentators. And again, anybody with a brain knows the only reason
there should only be
David
two.
Otunga is there is because of his wife. And they have no else idea what
to do
with him.
It. And
it's
like, I like Byron Saxton over him.
Byron, yeah.
Because at least he will contribute something.
Yeah. David Otunga is like,
Saxton and Corey Graves has such a funny chemistry.
Yes. I would like to just have them as the two.
It should be, I will say this, Corey Graves should be with Tom Phillips. Because they were great together in NXT.
True, but Saxton plays that innocent character also well, and Corey calling him out on all of his shit
I
want to
know
if
Saxton can be a play-by-play guy.
I don't know. Yeah, that would be a good, interesting.
Because, I mean, if Saxton can, they could probably work together even better.
My thing I would like to see is Corey and Saxton on Raw, and they're young enough that I think the audience would respond well to him.
Corey Graves is this generation's Jesse Ventura.
He is, by all means. And then SmackDown have, I can't ever say his name.
Mauro Ranallo.
Mauro. I can't. I don't know why. It's like my tongue going
I think David Otunga needs to be replaced by Tom Phillips.
Yeah, well,
I just want
Mauro and JBL. I just keep it like that. But I feel like JBL is getting close to walking out again. I say walking out, not leaving the company, but
quitting commentary.
Yeah, just because I think he also, and I hate that they canceled his show, Legends, with JBL.
It's done. Yeah, I watched the Jimmy Hart interview last night. It was so good.
Yeah, I don't understand why. They got also. We're what? It's March, 3 months into the 2017. Where the hell's the Stone Cold podcast? That was supposed to be a monthly thing, or at least it turned into like an every other month.
Why? I haven't seen one of those in a while. We're getting
they haven't
Mania.
Done one since October, I believe, was their last one.
That and was AJ, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was a damn good one too. And
it was better than the Dean Ambrose one.
Dean Ambrose one in general. Dean just had no energy, man. But,
that's Dean.
Yeah, he's just very.
My favorite network show, by the way, there's supposed to be a new Ride Along after Raw Monday, and I kind of enjoy that show. I'm not
they're
the last one was hilarious. It was Heath Slater and Rhino in one car, and then the other one was Daniel Bryan.
The sick Daniel Bryan.
Sick Daniel Bryan and Ellsworth, and he tried to get Ellsworth to take the Kleenexes the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Ellsworth's story, it was great.
Speaking of which... this is off top, not off topic, but fast forwarding to next week's SmackDown. We talked about AJ versus Orton, but
Ellsworth.
Ellsworth is going to be facing John Cena on SmackDown.
Well, mixed tag match, of course.
Yeah, but, you know, so is it me, or are we just going to see mainly a women's match and then barely have any? Because, I mean, any idea of Ellsworth doing any kind of offense?
I say Nikki Bella pins Ellsworth.
Yeah.
That's how that match ends. I call it now.
I can see it.
And that was a great promo by John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
And The Miz this week. Miz is killing it.
I will say this. I feel like Cena... I feel like what had happened was Miz, of course, classic Miz, went off script a little bit and jabbed at Cena a little more than he said he would. And, of course, that struck a fire under Cena. And Cena, he really let Miz have it. Like, he didn't hold any punches back. And
Miz and Cena killed it this week.
Yeah, they did really good about not holding anything back. I actually agreed with John Cena, though. The Miz legitimately said everything that everyone else had said. He said what? CM Punk said, he said what AJ Styles said, you're a part-timer, you're doing... But they're not wrong. That's the thing is...
No, he's a part-timer
Cena
now.
Always says, they're so wrong, I'm not this, I'm not that. You know, hustle, loyalty, respect. Well, bullcrap, technically they're all right, and that's why they're all saying it. But also, I also agreed with Cena, if Cena was getting everything he wanted, don't you think he would be facing Undertaker at WrestleMania? I mean, they've talked about it for years, and Cena wants it. And he even mentioned it on SmackDown, yet he's in the ring with Mike. And when he said that, I was like, oh, damn. You know, I was like, yeah, he definitely, you could tell he's doing this for his wife. I feel like, or future wife, or girlfriend, however you want to look at it, Miss Bella. But
they may do Cena Undertaker this year still.
I don't know. It's going to be... I see it, Miz and Maurice versus...
No, I'm not talking about a WrestleMania.
Oh, you think that maybe like a SummerSlam kind of match?
That could be their SummerSlam
match. I would like to see it, just to see it before Taker. Because, you know, I feel like WWE is looking at the big picture thinking, all right,
we know two matches left.
Taker, just a few more left. Where do we want to use them that's going to best benefit the company?
Because I think your big four right now is it.
Yeah, I mean, but seriously though, and going what we're talking about, Taker shows up tonight. What do you think? Fastlane, is that almost like a guarantee?
I feel like we need to get into Fastlane.
Yeah, let's move it all on.
Because, I mean, yeah, Taker's going to show up. And, I mean, honestly, this card looks like complete horseshit, but we're going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
The kickoff match. Former Cruiserweight Champion Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa takes on the Brian Kendrick and Noam Dar. Do you care?
No.
Who wins?
Don't care. Noam Dar, I would say, just because...
the heels?
Yeah, just because he got Alicia Fox.
Someone is sending her Secret Admirer stuff and no one knows who it is.
Oh.
So,
like,
yeah.
Is that kayfabe or is that...
Oh, I think so.
Oh.
I think it's Rich Swann.
It's me, actually.
Yeah, I think it's Rich Swann.
She winked at me and blew me a kiss at the live show and now...
Nice. I'm picking Rich Swann and Akira Tozawa because I don't think they're going to have Akira Tozawa lose anytime soon. All right. Akira Tozawa is a badass, by the way. The rematch of Sasha Banks and Nia Jax from the Royal Rumble.
Nia Jax.
I think Sasha gets her win.
I don't, because I feel like they're still building up. I think the reason is, well, actually that one could go either way. Now that I think of it, the only reason I would say Nia Jax is because I feel like Sasha is going to have a bigger play later on in the night.
Ah, because they're going to do that. Are you still thinking the Fatal 4-Way for WrestleMania?
Not even so much that. I just believe... do you want to go to the next Bayley versus Charlotte? You want to skip to that?
Yeah, let's do Bayley.
Just because I feel
Women's
like this
championship,
one...
Bayley versus Charlotte.
I think Charlotte wins it tonight because they're not going to end Charlotte's pay-per-view. Yeah, I still believe, with all my heart, they're going to end Charlotte's undefeated streak at WrestleMania. They love doing big stuff at WrestleMania and records being broken or made. So I feel like Charlotte loses the title at WrestleMania. Charlotte wins tonight, but... because of the boss.
I'm picking this. Bayley wins by disqualification. Or Charlotte could win by disqualification even.
And that would still allow her to, yeah.
Still win. Bayley keeps the belt. But it's because of Sasha Banks.
I mean, that could, quite honestly, I just believe some form or another Charlotte wins, whether she gets the title or not.
Because I think it's going to set up, I don't think Charlotte's in the title picture at WrestleMania.
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Because I think it's going to set up her and Nia.
See, I just don't. I would it's either a fatal four-way to me or a triple threat. You know.
See, I think they're going to go with the
Bailey Sasha, Boss?
Yeah, because that match did so well.
It was a damn good takeover
the
match.
The two takeover matches they had were so good.
It was, I mean, didn't it win match of the year? Yeah, because it was that good.
They had the match at Takeover Brooklyn that was
my favorite.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then they had the Iron Woman match.
It was good.
Where she made Izzy cry.
Yes. Oh.
And that was just unbelievable.
Well, see, that's what the thing I'm waiting for is just bring me full heel Boss. Because that's, to me, that's the Boss is when she's full on heel.
Yeah.
This babyface Boss bullcrap is just not, it doesn't sell.
So that's it. I mean, it comes down to if Charlotte wins tonight, and I don't think she does. I don't think she walks out of Fastlane with the title.
I see her walking out of the title just because I think I know to an extent how WWE works. I see her walking out due to the Boss at some form or another. Or, like you said, you're probably right, because I haven't been spot on lately on my predictions.
Yeah,
so,
we are so far opposite of everything.
So whatever we're saying, do the opposite, and that's what WWE is going to do.
The Raw Tag Team Champions, The Club, versus Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
Is it their night? Will Enzo and Cass finally win a tag title?
Because they never got it in NXT.
Yeah. See, my problem is, I actually never...
I just don't think WWE believes in the club.
I don't either.
I don't think the Raw writing staff believes in the club.
No.
So I'm picking Enzo and Cass to win this.
The problem I think they have with the club is they don't know how to write for them. Because it's like...
They should be monsters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like what we talked about on a previous show was... Like the whole ball gimmick that they did, and it's like, that's not the club. That's not their characters. They were trying to make them jokey and making all these puns.
They should just be badasses.
Yeah, they don't need to have these stupid gimmicks. I mean, they just have them come in.
Apparently no one watched New Japan. That's my thought.
Yeah, they didn't know, and they're like, oh, okay. I'm surprised they haven't gave him the Festus gimmick back. You know?
Ding, ding, ding. Fucking love the Festus gimmick, by the way. That was funny.
It was funny.
Biscuits and gravy!
Oh, goodness.
Who are you picking?
I agree with you, Enzo and Cass, just because that'll be a big moment
Smooth
for them.
Win, or do they, like, some sort of goofy finish, or do they
I think they beat them clean. I see them beating them clean, because like you said...
Enzo and Cass, I mean, they give Enzo and Cass a big match at
WrestleMania. Yeah, and it also gives them the push they kind of need, just because right now it's... They've been pushing them up lately.
They deserve the tag titles.
Agreed.
They've been shit upon.
Yeah, I think... And... I think you're right. I think they'll do it.
By the way, the first pay-per-view in almost a year that's never had Rusev.
He'll be on the show, I think, somewhere. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't come out and cut a promo or something. You stupid Americans! And then, hey, how cool would it be if Angle showed up tonight, you know?
That'd be awesome. Cruiserweight Championship.
Neville
versus Jack Gallagher.
I want Gallagher to win because he's very entertaining, but I think Neville.
Neville's going into WrestleMania.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because it's like what we called. It's going to be my prediction: Neville versus Austin Aries.
So here's all these matches. The undercard for this show is complete crap.
Yep.
That's my personal opinion. Maybe Neville and Jack Gallagher could steal the show. They could have a good match.
See, I think they're going to have a short match. I think they're going to be the
five minutes.
Yeah, they're going to be the ones that they go, all right, we're running short on time, cut it.
I think Jax versus Sasha could be the bathroom match. But
oh, yeah.
But the next three matches are the matches you want to see. Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe.
Prediction of the night, that will be the match of the night.
Oh, that's a possible match of the year candidate for WWE.
Yeah, dude, and it's sad, too, because they really haven't had much build-up, but I mean, by God.
They had some damn good matches
in
NXT.
By God, they're going to tear it up. I feel like, I kind of wish this match was, like, under, like, a no disqualification, no holds bar.
False count.
Yeah, because imagine that match, because I feel like the angle coming out of this match, though, Samoa is going over.
Oh, Samoa Joe wins.
I feel like they're going to, not so much ride him off, but he's going to be injured for the next few weeks.
Sami Zayn.
Yeah. After, because he's gonna get beat up tonight. He's gonna get beat up tonight. But I'm also, my prediction is, I think we're gonna maybe see an interference by
Seth
at some point, or after the match, him
Seth
getting
Rollins
attacked.
Shows up.
Yeah.
I can see what happens here. If Seth Rollins shows up in this match, Triple H comes out.
Yep.
And they beat down Seth.
And then. Yeah, I would love it.
Because they're going to set... I still believe they're setting up that tag match.
The more I look at it, the more I feel like you're right.
Because
also,
if he is hurt,
they need to protect them.
Yeah, they're going to set up where it's like, hey, look, we need somebody that can come into this match and make it just a little bit.
Yeah, and then because you know Finn will be cleared by WrestleMania, and they don't really have a lot of time to where are they going to stick him. So it's like, why not? I mean,
and you give Samoa Joe his WrestleMania match. You give
everybody,
Triple H.
Yeah, gets theirs. And it, looking at the WrestleMania card, it kind of makes sense. I mean, it's
saves
a good
you,
match.
You save
yeah.
you save your big story, and you
yeah.
get
and then you
three,
get
two other
yeah.
guys in a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, you'll get your
it.
Payoff later, because I could see them if they do that at
you
SummerSlam.
Get, yeah, you get your payoff at
yeah.
SummerSlam.
And then also, I mean, you get a cool new feud between Samoa Joe and Finn Balor.
On
I mean,
the main roster,
yeah.
not from NXT, because their NXT feud was fantastic.
So, yeah, it's a win-win out of everything. I still believe the big thing tonight is they're banking on, not even the matches, as they're going to try to surprise us.
I hate
us.
To say it, this might actually open the show.
Really? I don't know. I feel like they'll start with a
women's
match.
Championship again,
yeah.
like they did at the Rumble, which
yeah.
threw me completely off.
Yeah.
Here we go. And the next match, it's Braun Strowman versus
the most hated man in wrestling right now. And apparently, according to you, maybe he's starting to feel not as
a little hated. Yeah, there's some heat. Vince is not as high on him anymore.
So
that's what we're hearing in reports.
Hey, and I'm all for that because Cena 2 just isn't working
there
for
There are
Mr.
reports
Reigns.
That if Braun happens to win this match clean, they may go Braun Taker.
See, I believe tonight Taker's showing up. Taker, at some point, I think he's going to attack Roman because Roman eliminated him in the Rumble.
Is there a
and
possibility
he got...
they could do a triple threat? Would that be weird?
Yes, but at the same time, what better way to save grace for Taker? Man can't really run a full match anymore, so if you have Strowman and Roman fighting each other, and then Taker can kind of be thrown in every now and then, that's quite a possibility. And then, you know, why not?
Under
yeah.
Strowman, Roman.
Yeah. that's a tongue tie. But yeah, so there's a lot of possibilities.
I mean, I'm
but...
picking Braun to win this match.
Me too.
I don't know why. It's just there's something weird that I don't.
Braun
think.
Will win tonight for whatever reason, because they're gonna keep building. I don't think they're going to deflate his big muscle run by letting Roman Reigns go over on him. But I've been wrong before. I mean, some bitch was number 30 in the Rumble. What?
Oh,
who would have thought that
God,
was coming?
That took the wind out of.
Yeah,
the sails.
So it's like, what better way to take the wind out of Strowman than letting Roman go over him?
Oh.
So. But anyways, yeah, like
Braun!
I honestly think it might be
coolest
a decent,
music ever, by
decent
the way.
Match because I mean, what we talked about, Big Show and Braun, they tore it up, and I on card, you think that doesn't sound very good, but it was.
It was.
I think Taker shows up tonight, though. He
Taker's gonna show.
Speaking
up.
Of random people showing up tonight, going on to the next match,
and
your
main
event,
and not a good. Well,
if it
lasts longer
here's the
than
question.
3 minutes,
I was about to ask you. Is it going to be your classic Goldberg-Skoss match?
If it does, that means Goldberg walks out as champ.
Yeah. Or
if it lasts longer than 3 minutes, that makes Lesnar look weak.
Yeah. Here's my thing is, I think what they'll do is tease us that it's going to be a squash match. I think at the very beginning, bam, spear, and then jackhammer, and then he's going to kick out. And everyone's going to be like, what? And then even Goldberg will do the classic, like, oh my gosh, face. And then we'll start seeing Kevin Owens starting to build back up. And then I think we'll get our first interference of the night, which will be Jericho. And you think, oh my gosh, Goldberg's going to win. And then we'll still get Kevin Owens.
There's
to
history
kick out.
Between Jericho
he
and
hates
Goldberg.
He does. Jericho kayfabe legitimately does not like Bill Goldberg.
I think there might be some realistic hate
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yes, that's what I mean. Breaking in true
do.
Story.
So,
they do
they...
not like each other. But with that, I think Jericho interferes at the beginning. And then we'll see Brock Lesnar costing Bill Goldberg
what
the
if
match.
It just all just turns and race breaks down and ends up giant just being a tag match?
No. Teddy Long may be going to the Hall of Fame, but we're not getting a tag match, playa.
Against The Undertaker.
Oh, gosh. No, that's where I think my prediction lies. That's where I think it will happen. I think both Taker comes back tonight and Lesnar. And, of course, we all know Jericho showing up at some point tonight.
This is okay, so I honestly don't know who's winning the Universal title.
The only reason I'm believing Kevin Owens walks out and is what we
because
talked about was
Jericho Kevin Owens just makes more sense.
It does for the title, gives it a little more oomph. Plus, with that, Kevin Owens technically, if he loses tonight, according to logic, he would get a rematch. when are they going to do a rematch? You know they're not going to rematch
Kevin
Goldberg.
Kevin Owens Lesnar does kind of have some appeal to it, though.
Oh, I agree. He wants it. Kevin Owens wants it.
There is one show in between now and WrestleMania that has a massive card on it.
It is the Madison
Square.
Square
Garden show, and I think it's the week... I think it's the 24th.
Is it one of those that they actually tape and they actually are going to show on the network like they some specials sometimes?
It might be a special on the network because I think they're doing a SmackDown versus Raw match on it.
Oh, cool. I'm actually for that.
But if they do it there, that'd be the only place you could do it because AJ Styles is on that show.
Yeah. See, that's my only reasoning is why I don't think Goldberg walks out tonight. I think they're going to use the Lesnar attacking him.
This
and
is a weird.
Kevin Owens
this,
walks out.
This is again kind of like how we were looking at Chamber because if Bray doesn't win,
yeah, where do we go?
Where do you go?
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting night. Like you called it earlier, I think Chamber is still going to be the stronger show. But
so,
this is a weird show.
This is a different show. This is much different than last year's Fastlane because I wasn't even looking forward to last year's Fastlane.
The only thing I'm looking forward to is what swerves are they going to swerve? Because
there will be some.
Tonight is all about surprises, I think.
So 2 weeks from tonight, we will be back next week. But 2 weeks from tonight, WrestleMania 9.
Oh boy,
we are going to watch it. As this is happening, as we do this show. Because we are going to get in the WrestleMania spirit by watching one of the worst WrestleManias ever.
Yippee!
Macho Man's on commentary.
This is the highlight of the night.
Come on, Tatanka versus Shawn Michaels in the opener doesn't do it for you?
No.
The Steiner Brothers on our WWF pay-per-view doesn't do it for you?
No.
If that's not enough, Bob Backlund. All right, so that's coming up in a few weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I think Luna Vachon's somewhere on that show as well. So, and Yokozuna.
Yeah.
And the original Money in the Bank cash-in. So,
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
The Hulkamania in the Bank cash-in.
Yeah.
So that's going to wrap up this edition. We hope you enjoy Fastlane.
Hopefully better than us.
Hopefully it'll be better than, what was their last one? Roadblock?
No, let's not talk about that.
That was a horrible show.
Yeah.
I did like the ending to that, though, when Jericho hit Kevin Owens with the list, however they did that finish where he got disqualified so he could keep the belt. That was great.
Genius, but yeah.
So that wraps up this edition of the Sunday Night Slam. Do your thing, Macho Phil.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you next time. Yeah.